Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down a plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Well, good afternoon, and to God be the glory for this brand new year. Happy 2016 New Year to each and every one of you. Know that God has many blessings in store for you this year. Just trust God, be patient, and wait, and everything will come through for you. Amen? Right now, I'd like to welcome all of our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and our devoted financial partners. We truly have an awesome blessing in store for you today. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host for this dynamic radio broadcast. Come Together for Change. It is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, for those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes that you need to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do in obedience to God while you are traveling through this mighty spiritual journey. Just know that God sits high, and he does look low, and he will take care of those who are obedient to his holy word. Amen, amen. Now, before you grab your Bible and your pen and your notepad, go ahead and just give someone a call or text them or tweet them and let them know Come Together for Change is on the air right now in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. And if they would like to call in right now while we're on the air, just give them this phone number to dial 646-200-0578. Again, the number to call in now to listen to the program while we're on the air is 646-200-0578. Now, as we begin this program, I just have something that I think that you would be interested in knowing, so you might want to jot some of the scriptures down that I'm about to give you. Living in the world of 2016, we know that God has many blessings in store for us. However, there's always going to be someone who has negative attitude or has discouragement about everything. But you know what? Encouragement is a mighty, mighty beautiful thing, because we know just from the scriptures that God encourages us, God allows us to go through certain situations so that we can be stronger in our faith, amen? So in a day of encouragement that is so prevalent, this is what the Bible says. The Bible tells us as believers, we have the same Father, which is found in John 20 and 17. We have the same life, found in John 14 and 19. We also have the same nature, which is found in 2 Peter 1 and 4. We also have the same joy, found in John 17 and 13. We have the same peace, it's found in John 14 and 27. We have the same love, hallelujah, which is in John 17 and 23. We also have the same likeness, 1 John 3 and 2, we have the same mission in this world. John 20 and 21. And we also have the same glory, which is found in John 17 and 22. So let your heart be encouraged and blessed as you meditate on these sure promises of God. If he said it, he will do it. Amen. Let those around you observe your confidence in God and his word. May your testimony be their invitation to faith in God. So I'm praying that you would receive something mighty just now from the scriptures. So go ahead and grab your Bible and your pen and your paper and get ready for this mighty word that is coming today. We also would like to bring to the podium Mary Bernard from Atlanta, Georgia, my sister, who has written a poem for the new year. Mary, go ahead with your poem.
Okay. The poem is called New Year's Poem. This is a new year, a new day. So Jesus is the way. God is going to show up and show out in the new year because he cares. So don't worry or be dismayed. Don't be worried how your bills is going to get paid. So serve the Lord all that you have and have joy.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that beautiful New Year's poem. And know that God heard every word. In fact, God gave these words to her. And as God gives her these words, she puts them in a poem just for your hearing, for your knowledge, and for your blessings. Amen. Thank you so much, Mary, for that wonderful and beautiful poem inspired by God.
Thank you.
At this time, I'm going to go over our topic for today. The topic is Launch Out into the Deep. Again, the topic is, and you may want to write it down, launch out into the deep. The main scripture will be coming from St. Luke, the 5th chapter, the 1st through the 10th verse, and it reads as follows. And it came to pass that as people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And when he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. And fourth verse, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets for a draught.
Good.
And go ahead. Okay, go ahead. And at this time, we will bring to the podium our host for Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Leah, and a happy new year to all of our listeners. It's wonderful to know that we can come on and give you some inspiration, that we can give you some thoughts that will liven you, that will bring you to a higher level in God. Very often we are discouraged and frustrated because of what we don't have. But I want to say today that if we are willing to launch out in God, launch out into the deep, use this new year as an opportunity to be able to talk to people, as an opportunity to reach out and do what is it. You have to be able to understand that in this new year, we need to be able to move forward and do what God would have us to do. I'm speaking to you Christians out there today because I want you to launch out. I don't want you to stay on the sand. I want you to launch out. Many of you may not have gone to the beach, but as you go to the beach, it is important that you don't stay on the sand, because on the sand is not where you're going to find all the fish. And this story today is indicative of this experience, because I want to to beckon and to make this easy for you to understand. I want you to liken this experience of Peter putting his going out and launching out into the deep. I want you to be able to make this a spiritual experience. Are you launching out into the deep, or are you just staying on the sand? This is a new year. This is a year for action. You can no longer stay on the sand. You have to launch out into the deep. As you heard my wife read that story to you, here is Jesus starting his ministry, and he really... The people heard about the miracles that were happening and came to see him. And as they came to see and hear him, they pressed upon him so much that he wanted to go out into the sea in a boat that they could hear him from there. And Jesus saw two boats, and he went and asked them if he could use the boats. And then he was finished speaking to the multitude who had assembled. Jesus now wanted to give another miracle, a miracle that will help them to appreciate and understand that God is the God of the impossible, a miracle that would help them to understand that God is the God of the supernatural, a miracle that will help them to understand that God can do all things. Here was Peter. He said to them, he said to Peter, launch out into the deep. We need to launch out. We have been fishing in the sand for too long, and we need to launch out into the deep and let down our nets for a catch, because there are too many churches around the place, but this, many of them have a few people, because we have not been launching out into the neighborhood. We have not been launching out into the community. And Jesus said to Peter, launch out into the deep. But here is what Peter is saying. Peter is saying in verse number 5, but Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Okay, all right. Now, what do you see here? First thing that I see in this text is that it was a matter of obedience, because Peter was a professional fisherman. And Jesus was saying to him, launch out into the deep. And he said that they had fished all night and had caught nothing. Many of us are Christians. We are in our churches, and we don't see any changes. Many of us in our churches, when last have we seen a soul come to the Lord? Because we are sitting in our churches waiting. If Peter had sat in his boat and waited, he wouldn't have got anything. But the first thing that happened is that he was obedient, because he said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Now, we need to be able to listen to the voice of God. What is God saying to you? What is God telling you about reaching out in this new year? What is God saying to you about launching out into the deep? Don't stay where you are. Go out into the community. Don't just sit in your churches. But each of you can go out into the community and catch some fish. You can reach people. You can do the impossible. And God is calling on you to do the impossible. Possible. You churches out there, you have got to awake. It's time that we come together to bring changes into the world. We have to be obedient to the voice of God. And when we are obedient, we have to take action. What action are we taking in this new year? Are we reaching out into the community? Are we going to go and let every one of our members reach out to someone so that they will be able to find peace in the Lord Jesus, that they can be saved? Each of us have got a responsibility to reach out and to do what God wants us to do. All right, Peter said he was obedient, and then as a result of his obedience in throwing out the net, because of his action, the fish were coming into the net in such great numbers that Peter had to beckon another boat to come and help them. because there were so many fish. Lord, help us today that we should reach out and have more people coming to the Lord, more people getting saved than can hold in one church, because then we can go to another church. We have to stop our selfishness, because it was Peter who beckoned to the next boat to come. If he didn't beckon to them, his boat would have sank because there was so much fish. And we need to be able to beckon to each other. We need to be able to reach out to each other. Churches need to get together. Churches need to come together to bring change in this city of Las Vegas. God loves this city, and we have got to be able to reach out. God loves your city wherever you are, but you can't sit down. You've got to launch out into the deep. Lord, help us to be able to get this thought of launching out, not just sitting down coming to church and listening to the pastor, but you've got to be able to go in your neighborhood. You've got to go in your community. You've got to reach out in your community and let people know that Jesus Christ has come to save, to deliver. You've got to reach out to Jesus, Peter, reach out for the fish. You've got to reach out to those in your community, those in your neighborhood, those in your block of apartments, wherever people are. You've got to reach out and let them know Jesus loves them, and let them know, because we want to see our churches so full until we have to reach out and ask other churches around in the neighborhood to be able to teach and to lead these people to Christ. Oh my, oh what it would be to see a draught of fish, just as we heard Peter talking about a draught of fish, what it would be to see a draught of people coming to Christ, people who have been on drugs, people who have been alcoholics, people who have been smoking their lives away, people who have been dishonest, people who have been stealing all their lives. And when the drop of fish is kicking in, all kinds of things are brought in. And as a result, we have to see that this is a time for a drop. This 2016 is a time for a drop of fishes, a drop of people. We want to be able, but you see, because Peter was a professional a fisherman, he knew what to do when the fish came into the net. He called another boat to help him. Are we going to be selfish, or are we going to reach out to others? Are we going to be selfish, or are we going to reach out to other churches? Some churches in the community, we don't go to, we don't talk to, we don't speak to the people. That's not good, because when the draft of fish, or when the time for the draft of people comes, we have to be able to reach out and say, Lord, grant us strength to be able to get these people taught in the word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we've got to get these people who God is sending us to. We've got to reach out, just like Peter reached out. The drop of fish was so big, so great, that it astounded them. They were surprised to see how much fish they had caught, and that the boats were coming in full of fish. Not just one, not just two. We have to reach out. I'm suggesting to you today that you have to launch out into the deep. You have to launch out where the people are that need you. You've got to launch out where the people are that need to be transformed by the power of God. You've got to reach out and to understand this is the time for launching out. Are you ready to launch out? I know a lot of you are into prayer and fasting at this time, but when you fast and pray, after you fast and pray, you got to reach out. You got to launch out. You got to go out. And we have to have outreaches in the community so that people will know, people will hear, people will want to follow Christ, because you have set the example of reaching out to them, reaching out to the lost, reaching out to those in need, reaching out to those around you. Just as Peter, God, Jesus said to Peter, launch out. I'm suggesting to you this evening that this new year of 2016, you have got to launch out. No longer sit in your churches and wait for people to come. No longer sit in your confused because Jesus said, go ye into all the world. He didn't say the sinner say, come unto me. He says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. So we need to launch out. We need to broaden our borders. We need to understand that sitting in our churches is not what a cut it. Oh, we just go to church once a week and we think that we are Christians. We go to church once a week and maybe on prayer meeting on Bible study night. But I'm suggesting to you that you need to get into the Word. You need to study the Word. You need to understand how to be a professional Christian. Just like Peter was a professional fisherman, we need professional Christians who understand what it is to take the Word to people, just as the early apostles went out, and as they went out and spoke the Word, miracles happen. We need to see miracles today, but miracles will only come as we are willing to launch out, to reach out into the deep, go places that you've never been before, go where the drug addicts are, go where the gangs are, go where people are that are suffering, people are in need, and they need to hear the gospel. Are we ready to take a new launch? Are we ready to make a new thrust into the world to find the people that need the gospel? Come on now, it's time for action. When Jesus spoke to Peter, he was obedient, and then there was action. And because there was action, people were astonished at the amount of fish. Oh my, would to God that the churches can be so infused, so empowered that they are filled, because people will run to hear what God is doing. We need to see miracles. We need to see things happening that haven't happened before. Oh, it's one thing to pray and fast, but when you're finished praying fast, you gotta get up and go out. You gotta go out. You gotta reach out. You gotta first reach out to the people in your community, then you have to reach out to the churches in your community, because this is launch out time. Launch out into the deep. What is the deep? The deepest areas that you cannot stand up in. The deep are areas where people are going to ignore you, but they want to hear the gospel. We are looking to see what God will do in this new year through us. But we have to thrust ourselves out into the deep. Are you ready to thrust yourself out into the deep? Because miracles wouldn't only happen when we thrust into the deep. I tell you something. Oh, would to God that we could see miracles happening. Not just one or two, but in every church. Because I know that prayer and fasting is happening. But we have to thrust out into the deep. We have to go out where the big fish are. We got to reach our doctors. We have to reach our lawyers. We have to reach those in high places. We have to reach our parliamentarians. We have to reach our senators. We have to reach people by launching out into the deep. We are going to make a difference. We are going to make a change in our community. Are you ready to make a change? Are you ready to see people making a change? Oh my God, it is time for us to make a change in this new year of 2016. A change to do the positive things. A change to reach out to and let people understand that this is not business as usual. We got to drop this business as usual attitude. And we have to reach out to, not only to those who are lost and suffering, but we have to reach out to those, the churches in our community. We have, because we need to beckon them when we are doing things. We need to include our churches around us. Come on now, it's time for action. Are you ready to show that you are capable of bringing in fish? Are you ready to show that you are capable of going out into the deep and doing what is right? Come on now, God wants to help you. This is time for action. Time for action. It is time that people be amazed at the miracles that are happening in the churches. It is time that people be amazed and reach out to God under understand that he is the God of the impossible. There is nothing that he cannot do. Are you ready to make a trust? First, you've got to make a trust in your own life. First, you've got to prepare yourself to be a professional Christian, as it were. First, you've got to prepare yourself. Are you ready to be able to look at the four cornerstones of your foundation? Are you ready to be able to pray? Because prayer is important, and praises are important. And then you need to understand how to use the power of the Holy Ghost and how to live by the promises. Do you know what God's words say? Do you know what the promises are? God wants to help you. Are you ready? Are you willing to do what God would have you to do? Because this is a new year. No, it is cannot be business as usual. That idea of business as usual has got to go. That thought has got to leave you. You cannot go on with business as usual. I am suggesting to you that if you launch out, God is going to hear you. If you launch out, God is going to hear you, because first thing you want to do as you launch out is to prepare yourself. Prepare yourself to be a better fisherman. Prepare yourself, because when Peter had brought in the fish and he saw so much fish coming, he was astonished. And Jesus said to him, "Look out, man. I'm going to make you fishers of men." We need to be fishers of men today. How many of us go to church only on Sundays? How many of us just work and come home and watch TV? How many of us are prepared spiritually? How many of us are ready to do what God will have you to do? It is time for change. This is a new year. You need to launch out into the deep and do what God will have you to do. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you prepared to do what God will have you to do? I want to pray with you now that God will give you the strength and the wisdom to reach out and to launch out into the deep in this new year and do what God will have you to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come on the behalf of those who are in the hearing of my voice. Let the anointing of your Holy Spirit just bring conviction to their heart. Whether they be a sinner or whether they be a Christian, I declare that conviction is coming to their hearts and lives, and that changes will take place. Lord, remove the doubt and the fear and let them reach out and do the things that you would have them to do. We are dependent upon you, Lord. Help us to come together as one. Help us to be willing to unite. Help us to put aside the selfishness so that we can reach out to others in our community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God be the glory. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. But we're asking you that question once again. Are you ready to make a change? Are you ready to make a change in your life? This is a brand new year. It is time to let the past stay in the past. Let's go forward with this new year, this new days, new weeks, new months, and new things, so that we can lift up our hands and give God all the glory for all the things that he will bestow upon us. Now, in order to reach out and in order to make that change, what was our topic? Launch out into the deep. You're going to have to go out into the deep, all right? And you're going to have to reach out to the poor, reach out to the homeless, reach out to those that have church hurt that are not going back to church, and reach out to those who never did learn and understand God's purpose in their life. It is our time to reach out to those who need God. It is our job to bring them back to God, so that God can touch and heal them and bless them as well as us. Amen. This is all the time we have for now, so we're asking you, if you're in need of prayer or counseling, feel free to call on Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. And at this time, we're praying that you will have a life change and a prayer answer glorious week. Until we meet again on Block Talk Radio with Come Together for Change, again on next Monday, January 11th, 2016, at 3:30. Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed week, and know that God is on the throne. He sits high, and he looks low, and he will take care of those who read his word, pray and fast, and know and trust that God is able.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us.